Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, December 17th, 2021. 18 and a half minutes past the hour, and my voice is still going in and out. It's the weirdest thing in the world because I don't feel bad at all, except for the fact that in the mornings, my voice sounds horrible the last 2 days, which is very strange because last night at the party, my voice, I think, sounded okay. I think it had went back to normal, but this morning, it just is going in and out. So I really don't know if I have a case of laryngitis or what it is. I don't have, what a way to start the morning. Because you really, when you're waking up, you don't know what you sound like until you get on the microphone. And boy, does that sound bad. So hopefully the voice will get better as the morning goes along. We had a great time at the Christmas party last night here. A great, great gathering. But I think what has happened this week, between the fruitcake toss and the singing last night at the Christmas party, my voice has almost completely went out this week. I think I'm just going to have to lay up this weekend and let the voice rest up. Does anybody have any cures for laryngitis? Because I did check this morning, because you want to be safe these days. I don't have a fever. I don't have a runny nose. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have any nausea or anything like that. No cough. You would hear that on the air. I don't have any of these problems, no body aches or anything like that. Just seems as if my voice is totally shot. So being that this is Friday, and I'm going to be on the air today until 1 o'clock, you guys are really going to have to help me out because my voice, hopefully it will hold up throughout the day, but who knows at this particular point. You know, as I always, or as I was talking about yesterday, Charlie and Jeff used to talk about getting this same thing. When you overuse your voice, or you talk a lot every day, eventually this thing happens where your voice kind of goes away. And it's very strange because you don't have a sore throat. My throat is not sore at all. I'm sure if a doctor looked in there right now, they would not see a sore throat. I don't have any type of a cold, no congestion, no runny nose. It's just my throat, and it just sounds bad. And it's funny because as I'm driving in, I don't even know that it sounds bad because it doesn't feel bad. So it doesn't sound bad until I start talking. But we'll see. Yesterday, the longer I talked, the better it got. So maybe that'll be the case today as well. I wonder if my vocal cords are just shut. Does anybody, though, have a remedy for laryngitis or an overused voice or whatever you might call it? I think I should drink something warm. See, I think that's problem number one, because I'm not a coffee drinker, and I really am not a hot chocolate drinker or anything like that. Now, I do like a warm cup of tea, but I didn't have time to do that this morning, although I would have had time to do that this morning if I had taken the time. I'll tell you something else that's figuring into this that also may be the reason it sounds so awful this morning, is that for some reason last night I could not sleep. Now, here's what I think happened last night. Well, of course, we have Domino's Pizza at the Christmas party, and when you're doing the Christmas party, hosting it like I was last night, you do not get a chance to have any of the Domino's pizza because you're hosting the party. So I did not get a chance to eat any Domino's pizza until I got home last night, which was after 10 o'clock. And so I had some Domino's pizza and I had some pop And I don't normally eat food like that. I don't normally have pizza very often or pop. And I think it gave me a burst of energy, you know, carbohydrates and caffeine, having them that late in the night last night, I think gave me a burst of energy. Because somewhere around, what was it last night? About 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I could not go back to sleep. But I will tell you, there are interesting things to watch at 2 o'clock in the morning. The Babe Ruth story was on last night, which was interesting. Learned a lot about Babe Ruth and his days with the Yankees. Watched a sports show that with Bob Costas talking about the inequities in baseball. So I was watching all kinds of things last night in the middle of the night. But that's the way it is, and I guess this is the way the voice is right now. Hopefully it clears up as the morning goes on, as it did yesterday, but I guess there are no guarantees in life. Now, had a great time at the Christmas party last night. Did anybody get a chance to listen to the broadcast? Because we do broadcast that here on the station. The Christmas party last night was so much fun, and I will tell you, the thing that impressed me most last night was the singing. We obviously are not a professional choir. We do not get together and rehearse the songs that we are going to do. And a lot of times they sound very, very bad. But last night, the songs sounded pretty good. We came across pretty good last night. Now, of course, it sounded good in the room. Now, I guess I will have to listen to it on the replay to see how it really sounded, but it did sound good to me last night as far as that goes. All right, did anybody hear the Christmas special last night and think, how do you think it sounded? How do you think the singing sounded? So on and so forth. And maybe I can give my voice a break here if somebody calls in and gives us a thought. Or if you have any home remedies for laryngitis, I'd love to hear about them right now. Because if nothing else, this is just very annoying to have this. Nobody wants to sound like this. It just sounds odd. Sounds odd to me, to be honest with you. So give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. We're going to do a lot of Family Feud here this morning because, as I say, my voice is pretty well shot. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I think the difference is that I think Mike carries a good tune.
Did you think the singing got better last night?
Yeah, I think it was mainly Mike. I think he kept everybody in line and, you know, and got the right tempo and kept the right tune and everything on it, and everybody just followed him.
Yeah, I was so impressed. I mean, when we started singing that Wassailing song...
He knew it.
Yeah, I thought, wow, this thing actually sounds like the song that I have heard.
That and the Hippopotamus, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, and we always mess up...
We knew exactly how that thing went, you know.
We always mess up the Hippopotamus,
right,
but not Mike last night.
That's for carrying the right tune in it, you know, and keeping the rhythm, and I think he made a big difference.
Yeah, he did tremendously well last night, and I think the special from beginning to end was just... I hope it sounded as much fun as it was here.
It sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
It did.
And my voice was okay then. I don't know what happened this morning.
I don't know. You know, you might... Your house might be pretty dry or something, too. You know, you might just be drying out when you go home at night.
Well, isn't that strange? I mean, yesterday morning I started off and I had a little bit of it. It cleared up during the show. And then last night I think I sounded normal on the special.
Yep.
And I came in here this morning.
Like you say, in the morning you need that cup of tea with some honey in it.
Well, yeah, I wish I had a cup of tea right now because I can feel like something warm on my vocal cords would feel good. So I'm going to have to, when I get out of here today, that's the first thing I'm going to do is put some tea on this.
All right, good idea.
Well, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed the special last night.
It was good.
Hey,
yeah,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there's one plus for the special last night. And I'm telling you, I was super impressed with how well the music went. That was something last night I will never forget. Now, I did put the sports report in. Now, I know people have not been hearing the sports report, but I think I have figured out what the problem was there. I think the problem was the sports report was in the wrong format, but I think we have fixed that as of this morning. So the sports report should actually start playing next hour, which Mike is doing for us. So listen for the sports report next hour and see how it sounds. Should update you on all the local sports. Did anybody else hear the special last night? Ernie obviously feels that the singing was pretty darn good last night. And again, it very well might have been Mike. He was the new person in the group last night. Well, there was somebody, who else was new last night? We had two new people, I remember. Everything's a haze. Oh, Pastor Craig was here last night. He was the new person in the group, and he might have helped out as well with our singing. But we got Hippopotamus right, which we have never gotten right in the history of this station. We got the Wassailing song right, which we have never done, which that song is all about the tempo, a traditional English Christmas carol. So we were all very happy with how things turned out. Linda read "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and Nate did "Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus," and that was pretty well the special last night. And we all gave thoughts and wishes of Christmas 2021. Although we did all talk last night about how it does not seem like Christmas. I don't know what that is. I don't know what's going on, but it just does not seem like Christmas. Okay, Getaway Friday, December 17th, 2021, 30 minutes past the hour here. Going to update the Geraldo Journal very quickly because really nothing to add this morning. Yesterday we gave Geraldo a call on the air and left a message with him. Basically, this morning, did not hear from Geraldo, December 17th, 2021. But I will tell you, I believe it was yesterday, somebody sent me a message and said that he was on, is it called The Five on the Fox network? He was on The Five yesterday, which means I think he was in New York. I don't think he was Skyping or satelliting in or anything. So he was on Fox last night. So chances are he might have been in New York, which could explain why we have not heard anything from him. You know, Christmas in New York will keep you very, very busy. Anything else on anybody's mind this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because I was afraid that I was going to have this throat problem this morning, I ate a Pop-Tart this morning. And I tell you, I probably have not eaten a Pop-Tart in many, many years. I had a strawberry Pop-Tart this morning. You know, tasted pretty good. Obviously did not fix the laryngitis problem, but it did sound very good. This is just the strangest feeling. You'll be sick of me talking about this by the end of the morning this morning, but it's the strangest feeling because I know it sounds like I'm falling apart, but my throat is not sore. You know, usually you sound like this if your throat's sore or you're coughing. You know, you get your vocal cords hoarse because you're coughing. I'm not doing any of that this morning. No coughing. No nose blowing, no sore throat, no fever, nothing like that. But yet, the voice sounds like this as we are here on Friday. All right. Anything on anybody's mind this morning? 740-383-9944. Geraldo Journal out of the way. I do want to let everybody know that the Richland Road Church of Christ will be having a food giveaway tomorrow, Saturday, December the 18th, 9 a.m., over on Richland Road. The parking lot opens at 8 a.m. Now, they've got 33,000 pounds of food. 33,000 pounds of food to give away. Can you imagine that? 33,000 pounds of food? So don't forget that tomorrow. That's certainly important for the holidays. The Richland Road Church of Christ doing a food giveaway Saturday, December the 18th, 9 a.m. The parking lot opens at 8 a.m. And that is your update this morning. I think it's too late to get out any letters to Santa Claus at this point. I think we've pretty well done that. You can still send your Christmas card to us here at the station. 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put a return address on the card or in the card, and we will send you a card back. And I did go yesterday, right before the Christmas party last night, I did stop and pick up the Christmas cards. Now, as many of you know, I was having a problem with this because I had sent the Christmas cards in to be printed. And I showed up there on Monday night to get the Christmas cards, and they had only printed them on half of the card. The pictures and the Merry Christmas were only on half of the card. So I said, well, this needs to be on the whole card. So they had to redo it, and they redid it, and I went and picked it up last night. And the odd thing is, I don't remember exactly what it looked like on Monday, but to be honest with you, I think all they did was take the part of the card where the pictures were and the Merry Christmas was, and I think they just cut that off. So there was no blank space under it. I don't think they reprinted the pictures or the Merry Christmas any bigger. I don't think they did any of that. I think they just cut the top off of the card. But that's the way things go nowadays. Has anybody had this much trouble with Christmas cards this season? I know a lot of people do that online now. There are a lot of online sites that you can go to and construct your own Christmas card, and they come out very nice, but you have to do that, I think, way back in December. I think waiting till December 17th would be a little late to send away online for a Christmas card. Okay, well, maybe we'll do some Family Feud here this morning. Do something fun. Give away some tickets to the zoo. The zoo tickets are good through January the 2nd. You know, we also have some fruitcakes here today. So maybe I will give a fruitcake away here and there. I don't know yet. Haven't decided. It'll either be zoo tickets or a fruitcake. We'll see. I only have one fruitcake, though. So I'm not... Maybe 1 hour this morning, I'll surprise you and give away the fruitcake. And the other couple of hours, I'll give away the zoo tickets. But at least we'll have some fun playing some Family Feud. All right, let's see what the first category is here this morning. Name something people take out. And there are four answers here. Name something people take out. Four big answers. I think we did this one. Well, wait a second. We did that one last week. I just had not marked it off. It's going to be one of those mornings, I can tell already. Okay. Well, we still have four answers here. Yeah, I think we did that one. We got a call coming in here, but I think we did that one. Go ahead, caller.
If I can give you two answers, Scott, and actually they're connected because it was related to a joke they used to tell at my college.
What's that?
Would you like to hear the joke as well as the two answers?
Go ahead.
Well, first would be your boyfriend or girlfriend, or husband or wife, your significant other. That should be there.
You know, that is not there.
Well, then, these people weren't very romantic, were they?
Apparently not. Not Valentine's Day people.
Okay, the other answer would be the trash, garbage, rubbish, whatever term you use. That's got to be there. I mean, take the garbage out.
The trash is number two.
Okay. Did you want to hear the joke that I had?
Go ahead.
It's kind of a mean joke. Well, where I went to college... people would joke that the women weren't very attractive. I mean, again, it's mean. I'm not saying I endorse this, but it's funny in a mean way. So people would, in Clarkson University is where I went to school, as you know, so people would say, what's the difference between trash and Clarkson girls or Clarkson women? And they would say, trash gets taken out once a week. Again, I don't endorse that. It's mean, but it is funny.
Well, you know, that...
Say, You could also say the men were unattractive, so you could say, well, the men get the difference between the men and the trash, well, the trash gets taken out once a week. But I guess according to these people, they don't take out their boyfriend or girlfriend, they just take out the trash. But I guess it's good to be sanitary, so not a bad I guess not a bad answer nonetheless.
No, you got to do what you got to do, but
yeah.
You know, now, have you ever had a bout of laryngitis like this?
You would think all that I talk, being the windpipe, you know, and all this, I mean, all the stuff I record for the station, in the different tones of voices, too, I usually don't. I had a mild sore throat or bronchitis, and it's better now. I mean, it just happens during the changes of the seasons, along with my hay fever, which is an ongoing benign problem. In terms of the voice, sometimes my voice gets a little crackly, but not actually lost. I would think, actually, Scott, my symptoms are similar to yours. First, I don't hear a big difference. There's some difference. It's a little crackly, a little nasally, but that's kind of how it affects me. And, you know, in radio, it's your delivery, so your talking voice one-on-one or on the phone isn't necessarily the same as your on-the-air voice, so you kind of know how to mask it because people... I hate to use that word mask, but that's basically what you're doing. That's one of my forbidden words, as you might imagine. But anyway, you'll learn to kind of cover up for it, and people want to hear the same projection. But the tea is good. I'm not a honey guy, but just drink liquids, orange juice. People swear by zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. Those are good things to do. Yeah, I don't think being out in the cold or even the dry weather is going to make a big difference. You know, just stay healthy and stay active. You know me, I go to the gym and I do my regular stuff if I can get out of bed. And I think that helps. And honestly, if being on the air for 5 hours, that's going to help you. Just get plenty of fluids. And
well, it's just,
I don't, you know, call DoorDash and they can deliver tea from Starbucks or something. I bring it over to you if I were a little closer, believe me. I would gladly do it because I know you want your voice to sound clear, but it's just a little too far for me right now. But.
No, that's okay. I appreciate it. It's just, it's a weird thing, because normally, when your voice sounds like this, you have a sore throat, or something like that, or you're coughing, which obviously people can hear I'm not coughing, and my throat is not sore at all, so I'm not even sure...
Yeah, sometimes with my symptoms, I mean, it's like I get the same condition. And I had it earlier in the fall. I mean, to me, it's a benign condition. It doesn't affect my ability to go about my activities and stuff. Sometimes it just starts where your voice is a little crackly, and then you might sneeze a bit. And my throat was never sore. It never hurt when I swallowed, but I would cough a little bit. You can take expectorant, you know, take it at night because it'll make you drowsy regardless of what the label says, and that'll make the cough productive, and any of that frog in your throat, that'll come out, and that tends to work for me. As I think you probably have the same kind of symptoms, and it is going around, and I don't know if you... Do you have hay fever like I do? I mean, do you have ragweed or pollen? Does that stuff bother you?
Well, not that I'm aware of. I've never really had an issue with it.
Yeah, you would know it. Yeah, you would know at your age. I mean, because I used to get allergy shots, and honestly, I'm not sure that they worked, and they probably hurt my immunity. I'm not convinced that they ever made a difference. And, you know, maybe for some people. But, yeah, it's a minor issue. I'm not hearing a big difference in your voice, but, yeah, take fluids, drink orange juice. You know, I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables anyway, so I get multiple times the amount of vitamin C I should take, and just hope with going about your regular activities, you'll continue to feel better.
Well, I tell you, it sounds like a big difference in the headphones.
Yeah, I'm not hearing a big difference. I mean, a little bit. Honestly, Scott, if you wouldn't have told me, I would not have said, well, you don't sound, you sound a little ill, or sound, your voice is a little different. It's barely a difference. I mean, if you tell me, I know what to look for. It's kind of like you tell somebody, I lost 20 pounds, and it depends how loose the clothing is, you know, even the lighting. So you kind of look for it and say, yeah, I guess you are a little bit lighter. You know, you don't always notice that stuff because it is subtle. So we'll just see, you know, but by 12:45, about the time you're getting ready to go off the air and then back tonight, we'll see how you sound. And honestly, I think you might sound better. I think a voice can get exercised like any other body component. But But yeah, just drink water, you know. I've not heard you cough or anything.
No, I don't have a cough.
You're not sniffling, so.
No, sniffling.
That's my best suggestion.
Well, it's interesting because I wonder also how much of it has to do with the fact that for some reason I did not sleep very well at all last night. It had nothing to do with feeling bad. It's just I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and for some reason could not go back to sleep.
You might have been excited about your show coming up in 6 hours.
That might have been. I might have just said, I can't wait to get there.
You know, like a child sometimes, you know. It's always exciting when you sit behind the microphone, especially at this station. Maybe your subconscious was telling you that a certain mustached person was going to call you today, since you did leave the phone number and you left that nice voicemail.
I did leave him a nice voicemail yesterday, which I think should go a long way.
Mustache might be getting ready, you know, during his smoke break or whatever, to give you a buzz and call, and you never quite know.
You never know what'll be coming down the pike.
Nobody calls him Mr. Rivera. I was intrigued by that. So let's see how he introduces himself. It's just like. I mean, it's like Madonna and Cher. They have a last name, but they never really use it. Plus, his real name is Gerald anyway. He added the O. So it's kind of like a stage name.
Well, he probably doesn't want to talk about that. And hopefully I've got the sports report worked out now.
Yeah,
so it'll start playing next show.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. Will it be as good as our weather report from our crack pseudo meteorologist?
Well, it could be because I know that Mike is very into the local sports scene, and I think that's what he's covering.
I would hate to play football with him being an offensive lineman. I tell you that right now. Yeah, he's solid. I mean, he's a football player build. And I think if we still had the Blue Racers, he would try out for them.
He would put
people in stands because he's a great guy, you know, and that's how a lot of football players are. They might look mean, but they're a pussycat inside. And, you know, and Mike, I think Mike fits that persona. But I think it would be entertaining to see him on the offensive line at a football game. That would bring people into the seats.
Well, and he had a lot of fun last night, I think, at the party, and he does listen. So he might be hearing everything we're talking about last night. Now, a lot of people are giving him... Did you listen to the special last night?
No, I'm afraid I missed it.
Well, I'll tell you, the singing got better.
I'm all Christmased out.
Well, I don't even know that.
I'm not a Christmas person to begin with, so, you know, I had a couple... What was I doing? I don't quite remember. I'm sure I was at the gym. That's always in my evening plans. I forget what I was doing, but...
Well, it's good to hear that the singing got better last night.
I guess I wasn't there to participate, but that's okay. You know, I will certainly maybe to make up for that during my next live broadcast, I will belt out a tune or two.
Well, I think Pastor Craig and Mike obviously were a great help.
The people that you polled are not very romantic because you should take out your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Well, Adam, you'll have to.
They're sanitary but not romantic. I guess that's one out of two. But
you'll have to listen this morning because if the voice goes completely out, you as being the windpipe, you'll have to call in and just talk on the telephone to the audience.
Yeah, I can do that. As long as nothing else is going on. I mean, Friday tends to be that way, but I'm sure I can do that. Maybe Mr. Mustache will call because, you know, he's a bit of a windpipe, so he could just take up the entire hour. I just kind of get the feeling he's heard the message and he's saying, you know, well, Rob with 1B calls this a little station. Let me see how little it is. And he calls and just finds out all the things that we do here.
That's still sticking with you from way back, huh? The whole little station thing.
That's insulting. How dare you call this a little station? He doesn't even know anything about the station. Is he aware of the things that we do here? Again, I'd like to know how many times Sam Donaldson has called one of their announcers when this person had a milestone birthday and wished him a happy birthday out of the blue. I'd like to know how often that's happened.
Well, I don't know. I listened to the station a couple of days when we were here on the air, and all I could hear was Geraldo fighting with people.
Well, I mean, he is intense, and even his voice message was kind of, you know, I prefer a text message. It was kind of snippy.
Well, what can you do?
I don't know.
That's Geraldo.
That really pretty girlfriend or wife of his, I mean, I don't know, she must really just have a, maybe she likes it. Maybe she just likes his kind of strong, you know, type A personality, I guess, alpha male they call him. I guess you'd call him an alpha male.
Well, I think it's his wife.
Yeah, well, she's really pretty. I mean, from the photos, and you know, people may look different in person, but I don't know if she's starstruck or what the deal is. But you know, I'm glad they're happy. They always look so happy.
Well, I
just wish that when they had that restaurant photo, he would have replied to my tweet asking what restaurant, because you know, I would call them and I would just I'd make something up and see if I could get Geraldo on the phone. I mean, I bet I could have done that, but you know, it was too late. I couldn't recognize it from the surroundings.
Well, I think he, to be honest with you, I think Geraldo has been married to this person for about 20 something years now, and I think they do have a kid together.
Yeah, Geraldets maybe Riveretz.
So I mean, yeah, it's not like it was a flash in the pan relationship.
Yeah, I just wanted to see look this up now that I'm at my desk. Geraldo's wife. He's had a lot of wives. He's had like five wives. Erica Michelle Levy, he married 18 years ago. Well, I'll pull up a photo. She's beautiful.
Well, he's been married to her for 18 years.
77. Oh, yeah, she was 20. Okay, she's 46. Yeah, I mean, it's a well-preserved 46, but she's, yeah, have you seen the, let me send you this photo, Scott. I'm going to send this to you on Facebook.
All right, well, they've been together 18 years, though,
yeah,
so it's...
Yeah, 46. I mean, not a tremendous difference. I mean, he's 77. I mean, he's a young 77. He's still working and very active, so it's not... But, yeah, she's a looker for sure, so...
Did you catch him on the 5 yesterday?
I'm afraid I missed that.
No, I didn't see that either.
I had a lot going on yesterday.
Well, I don't know if they Skype him in or do the what is that other thing that everybody does now with work?
Zoom.
Yeah, I don't know if they Zoomed him in or if he actually was in New York.
You know what you could do next time you have Peter Marshall on, because I really enjoyed his conversation. People have compared Zoom to the Hollywood Squares. You know how it looks like the Hollywood Squares? Ask Peter Marshall what he thinks about that. That would be a good question.
What Peter Marshall thinks about Zoom?
It is like the Hollywood Squares. That's what it looks like, or the Brady Bunch.
Well, I think Peter Marshall's in his mid-90s, so I don't know that he probably watches a lot of
Yeah, but you had him on a couple years ago. He was really a good guest. Yeah. I always liked him anyway.
He had a much more varied career than just talk shows or game show host, I guess.
He did. He just seemed so natural as a game show host. Yeah, I guess they're all those had five wives.
Well, God bless him.
Yeah. This Cynthia Cruikshank. They were married for a while. They were married for 13 years.
Well, at least they haven't been flash in the pans.
Yeah, 5 years. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think she knew Scott what he was like when they got married. That he's an intense alpha male type of personality, and she's been a calming influence, but. You know, I'm not sure Geraldo's really calmed down much. He's 77, and he's still as feisty as ever. That's why it would be so cool to have him on. Let's see how he would act with you.
Well, who
you know,
knows
you had
what...
a certain member of Congress hang up on you, right? You know, that's a story that I hash on, which I'm not too happy about.
I think that was more about the topic.
Yeah, well, it's still unacceptable. He's a public servant, and he needs to answer questions. With Geraldo, I don't know. Would he hang up on you? I don't know. You remember when Johnny Bench hung up on Marty Brenneman? I heard that interview.
No, now why Johnny Bench hang up on Marty Brenneman?
He was upset about some question. You know, Johnny Bench was known as a difficult interview. Sometime he didn't have the kind nature. You know, he talked about Joe Nuxall, and I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but I definitely believe that he came across like Jack Kellogg. It doesn't matter how famous he is. How much he's done for the city. Just a regular guy you could sit and have a beer with. That's how Joe Nuxall came across, and that's what you witnessed when you and Sean talked to him. And that's the same way Jack Kellogg is. You know, it's very similar kind of personalities. And Johnny Bench, he was known, just not a mean guy per se, but just not as friendly, not as congenial as other ball players or people in the business.
No,
it was just kind of frustrating to hear that. You're someone people admire so much, just got to get into it with Marty Brenneman. But
it was all over Joe Nuxall?
No, it was. I wasn't sure what they were talking about, but there was something controversial Marty asked him about, because, you know, he doesn't shy away from asking controversial questions or ruffling a feather. Johnny Bench got upset and he hung up on him.
Oh, so it was about something in his life.
I listened to that live. I think it was Bench and Brenneman on baseball. It was on WLW for a while, where they would have a talk show discussing baseball. That's what I think it was. It was a while back.
Oh, so he was more of a co-host.
Yeah, but it was, you know, Marty's show, and I think he just didn't like the question, or I don't know, he had a bad day, but, you know. You all challenge people, Scott. You do it so well, so what would Geraldo do if he's not overly thrilled with your answer or your question? Would he hang up on you? I don't know. I kind of see Geraldo as someone who wouldn't, because he might yell at you. You might have to have your finger on the censor button, because he's sometimes known to have a potty mouth. But I do see him as continuing with the conversation.
Well, I highly doubt there's anything that I would ask him at this point that would really get under his skin. I'm sure he's been asked about most of the things that have been controversial in his life before.
Yeah, I think he's heard anything and everything. The only thing may be, well, he doesn't understand what we do at this station. Little station, he's expecting the usual dumb questions, but instead you give him something unique that might challenge him that he's not heard in a while, and it kind of surprises him. Yeah, I'm just as curious as you are, Scott. I'd love to have him on. He would be the penultimate guest and quite an accomplishment.
Well, we shall see what happens in the future.
I mean, different from... Yeah, you know, it's great to hear Sam Donaldson and Eleanor Clift, but he would be such a difference. And yeah, and then you could ask Sam Donaldson what he thinks, because you talk about different types of personality. Sam has strong views, but he's a total gentleman about it, and that's kind of the difference in the personality.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see if
it will be a broadcasting spectacle and extravaganza for the ages. I definitely have that to say. Okay, we'll let you get back to Family Feud, which you started, I think, a couple hours ago. Four answers on the board. Your boyfriend or girlfriend is not there. The trash is there. Four things you take out.
And that's where we are.
Okay, Richard Dawson. Well, thank you very much. Have a good show.
Okay, bye-bye. You know, I know a lot of people remember Richard Dawson from The Family Feud, but I liked it much better when Ray Combs took over. Does anybody remember Ray Combs when he took over The Family Feud? I think it was right after Richard Dawson left, or they told Richard Dawson to leave because he was kissing everybody on the program. But Ray Combs, I thought, was such a good game show host, and I think he ended up committing suicide or something like that. Very, very young. Very, very sad ending. Okay, as I said, I think we had already done that category. That one was already scratched out. So we'll go down to a new category here. 56 minutes past the hour. We'll start at this hour. Besides a person, let's see here. Let's make sure we say this right. Besides a person, name something people hug. How about that? Now, I'm not a hugger, but this is interesting. Besides a person, name something people hug. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I just tuned back in. So you're not doing the category for things to take out?
No, I think we did that one last week.
I was going to give you a recycled answer. So going forward, what category are you going to go with now?
Besides a person, name something people hug.
Their dog.
Let's see here. Well, pet is number one on the answer, so we can go with it. Now, level with me this morning. How bad does this sound?
It's not terrible. We can hear you make out what you're saying and everything, but you can definitely tell something's up. Not real scratchy isn't the word, but distorted.
Well, it's funny because in my head, it must sound much worse than it's coming across.
Well, it's just kind of nasally.
Well, and you know something, my nose is not plugged, so I don't quite understand it.
That's wild. Maybe have some chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, I think what I need to do is put something warm on it, because if you listened to the Christmas special last night, I was fine. So I don't know why in the mornings I'm getting this, temporary laryngitis.
Well, Do you have any lozenges?
Well, you know, I have, I did bring a cough drop because I thought, well, maybe I'm going to start coughing with this throat problem, but I haven't coughed yet.
Is there any difference between a lozenge and a cough drop?
Is there a difference?
I don't know. The world may never know, Scott.
Well, that may be one of those questions that's left up for the theologians, but listen, because we're about to flip over to the top of the hour, and I'm praying that this sports report finally plays.
Cool. I'll be tuning in.
Tuning in. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sarah does get pets. Pets was the number one answer. Besides a person, name something people hug. There are three other answers. Besides a person, name something people hug. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
I promise a quick call, Scott. I have two humorous answers, but they might be there. If you're an environmentalist, you're known as a tree hugger. So a tree, would that be there? You know, if you're in a colloquial fashion for an environmentally conscious person.
Tree is number four on the list.
And my other answer, remember Donald Trump was hugging the American flag? You remember that famous picture, right?
So whether or not
you're Donald Trump, the American flag.
Well, I'm sure he did, but I don't see the American flag. But tree was number four.
But that's a good answer. I didn't think tree would be there. Okay, well, that's all I had for you. I will not be.
All right, thank you. All right, the question is, besides a person, name something people hug. Number one was a pet. Number four is a tree. About 30 seconds left in this particular hour. Then I'll rest the voice for about 15 minutes, and we'll see if that helps. Put some, maybe I'll put a lozenge in, a lozenge or a cough drop. Or something. We'll see if that moves things along. 740-383-9944. Name something people hug. We've got pets and trees. All right. Think on it. Listen to the sports report. Back in 15 minutes.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary pro wrestler reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas," Thunderbolt Patterson.
Heaven High, this is Thunderbolt Patterson.